Several conservation groups are calling upon the White House to designate an area of the Gulf of Maine as a national monument. The Cache's Ledge closed area is considered an important habitat for cod, and the Conservation Law Foundation, the National Geographic Society, and others say it must be protected. But opponents of the idea, including Maine Governor Paula Page, say such a move is undemocratic and unfair to fishermen. Tom Porter has more.
The area known as Cache's Ledge is about 80 miles off the Maine and Massachusetts coast, covers about 500 square miles, and contains the largest kelp forest in the North Atlantic. It's also home to an underwater mountain range where the highest peak, known as Ammon Rock, comes to within 30 feet of the ocean's surface. Not only is it a beautiful and diverse habitat, says Sean Mahoney of the Conservation Law Foundation,
but it's such a key area. Cache's Ledge is such a key area if we're going to have any hopes of restoring iconic fish like cod.
Mahoney says that's because Cache's Ledge is one of the few areas where big, fertile female codfish can be found.
And unless we can preserve those and allow them to try and repopulate, we might as well say goodbye to cod for my kids and certainly my grandchildren.
Mahoney will be among those gathered at the New England Aquarium in Boston Wednesday evening for an event designed to showcase the importance of Cache's Ledge and the New England canyons and seamounts off Cape Cod. They're hoping to convince the White House to designate these areas as marine national monuments, a power granted under the Antiquities Act, which was introduced by President Roosevelt in 1906. Most of Cache's Ledge is already closed to commercial fishing by regulators and has been for 13 years. But a national monument designation, which would be the first in the Atlantic Ocean, would also make that closure permanent, with no prospect of reopening it to commercial fishing.
It's basically a common sense idea. You really can't take everything out of the Gulf of Maine and expect it to be healthy.
Philip Conkling is founder of the Rockland-based Island Institute, a non-profit that supports Maine's coastal communities. Maintaining closed areas, he says, is beneficial to the fishing industry in the long run.
Because they serve as a refuge, basically, for where biodiversity can regenerate itself.
Cache's Ledge is not completely closed to commercial harvesters at the moment. Some lobstering is allowed, but that would also likely be phased out if the area were declared a national monument.
Maine lobstermen should not be frozen out of a historic fishing area by the stroke of the president's pen. But rather, if it's going to happen, it should be done through a democratic process.
Bob Vanass of the fishing industry advocacy group Saving Seafood says there's a regulatory process in place to deal with issues like habitat protection. And he says using the Antiquities Act to create marine monuments is not an appropriate use of presidential power.
Nor do I think it's the best way to do the kind of wide consultative survey of stakeholders, scientists, fishery managers, fishermen, ecologists, that's necessary to make the best decisions to protect distinctive features in the ocean.
Maine Governor Paula Page agrees. Last week, he wrote a letter to President Obama objecting to the prospect of Cache's Ledge becoming a marine monument. National marine monuments, he says, serve only one purpose, excluding commercial fishing activity from certain segments of the ocean. And this, he goes on to say, would negatively impact many Mainers who make their living from the sea. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.
And you can check out some undersea footage of Cache's Ledge by visiting the story at news.mpbn.net.